Coming over to London, I've 15 pro fights now. They've all been in the West Coast, East Coast of America, and I'm delighted that my management team, Shear Sports and Golden Boy Promotions and Eddie are working together to get me on this card here in London. I remember one of the first times I spoke to Eddie was the Kell Brook fight when he boxed Spence over in Carson in California. And Eddie came up to me and says, "We're going to have to get you over in the UK sometime." So 4 years later, Eddie, we've done it. I'm here now. And no, I'm excited. This is great. Obviously, the reason that I'm over this side of the pond now is because I'm training in Sheffield with the likes of Dominic Ingle. And training's been going great. Camp's been great. Feeling good. And looking to put on a show now on Saturday night.
It's unquestionable that for a middleweight, the only place to be is with Matchroom or with Golden Boy and on DAZN. You have so much in front of you if you can reach those levels. Obviously, we've got Canelo fighting Danny Jacobs on May the 4th. Golovkin will box in June. Demetrius Andrade with us as well will defend his title in June. How far do you feel away that you are away from those levels? Is that something for the end of 2019 or 2020? And huge fights in front of you if you can keep moving through the gears.
Yeah, it's exactly as you said it, Eddie. You know, I'm absolutely delighted to be a middleweight in this prime with the likes of Golden Boy, DAZN and Matchroom working together now. All the big names, all the big fights are in the team that I just mentioned, and I'm ranked number 5 now in the WBC. That green belt that Charlie has up there, I'm looking at my eyes on that, not Charlie's, but the WBC middleweight one. So, you know, it's exciting times for me. And as Eddie says, all those lads are up there. They're looking at each other, but I'm on their heels and I'm looking at them right now and chasing them down.